Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the new format of Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? It's wildly popular. It's a trivia show that has taken America by storm. We are joined by Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating right now. Jake, good morning to you, buddy.
Well, I did have a kicker question today. I don't know if I want to give it to you now because I have a feeling you looked at these stats pretty heavy since this news.
I did a cursory look at the stats. See if you can best us. We'll see how good my memory even is.
Well, I actually stole this one from the PM team yesterday. So if you're listening to them, you know, it's a layup for you. So now that Justin Tucker is inactive, who is the second most accurate kicker in the NFL? Do you know this one?
So Boswell's number one now, isn't he?
No, he's not. All right, so let me give you the A, B, C, D here then. All right. A, Daniel Carlson. B, Chris Boswell. C, Harrison Butker. Or D, Eddie Panera. Remember, this is the second most accurate. This is not the most accurate active right now.
And we're saying that Justin Tucker is not active at this particular moment.
I would say Butker.
He's out.
Butker seems like the obvious answer, which makes me feel like it might not be the obvious answer. Who are the other options?
So, A, Daniel Carlson, B, Chris Boswell, C, Harrison Butker, or D, Eddie Panero. Like I said, this is the second most accurate. This is not now the new leader in the clubhouse now that Justin Tucker's not there.
Why do I feel like it's Eddie Panero? Do we want to go 50-50?
Yep.
Let's do 50-50.
Okay, 50-50. Here we go. We're taking out C, Harrison Butker, and B, Chris Boswell. You're now left with A, Daniel Carlson, and D, Eddie Panera.
Go with yours.
See, now I feel like it's Carlson. Let's go with Pinheiro.
D, final answer?
Yes, Regis.
All right. You guys are correct. Eddie Panero is the answer.
Good
this
job.
Is just an impeccably produced segment, too. All right,
Harrison
we're one
Butker
for one.
Is the new leader, most accurate kicker, followed by Eddie Panero, followed by Chris Boswell.
So the stats I was looking at, it must be, you must have a certain number of kicks you've had to have attempted to qualify.
Yeah, correct, yes. All right, next question here. Let's go, baby. All right, shortest tenured Penguins head coach. A, Mike Johnson. B, Bob Johnson. C, Herb Brooks. D, Craig Patrick. Remember, you got the pass, too. You got the pass lifeline active.
Yeah, I know they were all quick. I actually thought
Brooks.
You want to pass?
Yes, passes.
We're passing.
Okay, we are passing. The answer was C, Herb Brooks.
Dang it. See, that was I was leaning that way too.
Oh boy. Yeah, I mean that's crazy. Do you guys remember Craig Patrick being a head coach of the Penguins? I don't. I know he's a GM.
Yeah, I also thought that Edzo would have been on that list. Because he wasn't around for a long time.
No, not at all. But Herb Brooks, 57 games coached. So just keep that little nugget in the back of your head. So we're passing on that question. We are going to the new question. Marc-Andre Fleury is retiring from the NHL. I'm sorry. Second all-time in the win list. How many wins does he have?
Aw, crap.
A, 575 wins. B, 551 wins. C, 537 wins. D, 497 wins. And you are out of lifelines, my friends.
I think it's 551. Just saw it.
Lock it in.
Just saw it the other day. I think it's 551.
Lock it in. Final answer B.
She's locked in.
You are incorrect. That is Dominic Hasek. The correct answer is 575.
I knew that. And,
damn it.
Oh, man, one for one here.
I knew I saw 551, but I'm a moron. All right, this is the money ball.
Money ball. Oh, baby.
The rubber match.
Most stolen bases as a Pirates catcher. A, Manny Sinkian. B, Jason
Kendall. It's got to be Kendall.
C, Tony Pena.
Oh.
D, Tony Sanchez.
I think it's Kendall. Kendall led off for them forever.
Yeah.
It's got to be Kendall. Are you fine with Kendall?
I'm fine with Kendall.
We're going with Kendall.
B, Jason Kendall. And you guys are smarter than a plumber today.
Woo!
And fun fact, did you guys know this, that Jason Kendall has the most stolen bases all time in the MLB as a catcher post the dead ball era at 189. Isn't that insane?
Good for Jason Kendall. Mm. What a ball player he was.
Yeah, he was good.
Batting gloves. He put an entire can of chew in his cheek at the same time.
I remember when he broke his foot on first base.
That was nasty.
I remember that clear as day.
That's one of the most instructional moments in the history of baseball. Yep. Kids, don't slide in home base. Or into first base, excuse me.
That was awesome. Man.
Jake, I know it's busy for you out there, so we appreciate any time you're willing to give to us in this wildly popular segment, and I hope that you have a nice time installing things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great day. I think we have Mr. Dickerson on our list to come out and service that air conditioning today to get it ready for the season.
He's going
to
service Dickerson today. That's unbelievable.
That's great.
We are.
Fantastic.
We're servicing Dickerson today.
Very good.
I love it.
Thank you, Jake.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
I was texting Jake the other day. So Jake is a very smart guy, but he was absolutely crushing himself because he didn't have a surge protector in his house, and every single one of his appliances blew out. Every one of them.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
Because that happened to him, we have someone coming this week to put a surge protector
that's
in.
Smart.
Yeah.
I totally forgot he was coming today, so I'm glad he reminded me.
There you go. That's why we have him on.
Yeah, it's great.
Just so that he can remind us of things like that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.